Hello and welcome to this week's podcast on speaking the language of sales trust. This is Liz Wendling. Good rapport and high trust is the single biggest motivator of buyer behavior and one of the key components to establishing a successful business relationship. Rapport is the bridge that connects two people. As a sales coach, business consultant, I truly believe that everyone that has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You will always have to market your services and sell yourself and your expertise. I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new business and new clients. And I show them where they need to start and how they need to put it all together for themselves. And I do that in a customized plan that fits their personality, their business, and their style. I don't believe in one-size-fits-all approaches, and I don't believe in quick fixes or putting patches on problems. I believe in fixing what is broken and creating long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So we're talking today about the language of sales trust and rapport. Your prospects will most likely decide within the first few minutes of talking to you whether you're the kind of person they want to do business with. And most of the time when humans are collaborating and connecting, we wind up sizing up people based on the way that they communicate with us. And we actually do this pretty quickly. And it comes down to trust or no trust. And this is happening whether you know it or not, or whether you believe it or not. People get a sense one way or another if they want to do business with you. And it will result in sale or no sale, trust or no trust. Your potential customers are not only listening with their ears, they're also observing you with their eyes. So in any moment in a sales conversation or a sales presentation or a selling situation, you're either pushing someone away from you or you're communicating with them in a way that draws them toward you. And you're in complete control of what direction this goes. You may be the most honest person on the planet, but if your customers don't perceive you to be trustworthy because maybe you have some sloppy sales skills or some outdated techniques or maybe some selling behaviors that cause a negative response in your potential prospects, it really won't matter, because if they don't trust you, they'll never do business with you. Trust is the single most important prerequisite for creating client relationships. And these relationships can produce big results with less time and effort. And however many training programs that are out there for professional industries like, let's say, accountants, CPAs, financial planners, attorneys, or any type of sales training that is out there, but mostly for people who sell professional services. There's no trust training. There's no session where they teach people how to truly develop trust. No training to teach people how to successfully get over the biggest hurdle for someone to say yes to you. So without breaking down the walls of trust, it will not be impossible. It will be impossible to have a thriving practice. So obviously on a quick podcast, we're not going into all the details of how to build trust. That is something that is personal to your unique practice or business. So you have to ask yourself a couple of things and you have to check yourself out. So when you notice that people aren't responding to your advice, or maybe they're not getting back to you, or maybe they're not buying into what you're saying, what they're really telling you is that they don't trust you enough to take action on your ideas, your products, or your services. When they choose to not open up to you, or maybe not to tell you the truth about their current situation, and maybe they're not honest, like really honest about their needs, goals, and problems, it's because they don't trust you enough to do so. When they reject your approach, they're basically telling you they don't believe you have their best interest at heart. These clients are not telling you that you need to make a better presentation. You better have a better features and benefits presentation, or you need to get in there and handle their objections more cleverly, or you need to be a smoother closer. They're not saying that. They're saying, I don't trust you enough to say yes to you yet. You haven't given me what I need to trust you. So of course it's important for you to be good at what you do, and you need to know about your products and your services, but you also must be effective at rapidly building the high trust a client needs in order to say yes to you. And these are the kind of relationships that people are craving these days. And you have the opportunity to do that. You have the opportunity to step in and build that high trust pretty darn quickly. So right now you're probably wasting time trying to do business with people who will never be good clients. I encourage people to channel that energy and time into the right business relationships, and you will experience a quantum leap in your productivity and income. Start channeling your energy and your time into understanding what it really takes to deeply connect with someone so they feel the trust to open up to you. They have to feel high trust in order to really open up to you. So the key to attracting and retaining clientele is the art of deliberately and sincerely building trust. Again, you must do this deliberately and sincerely. People can spot a phony trying to build trust, and it will never work, and it will keep business away from you. So like I said, the single most important ingredient in any business relationship is trust. And if you're not building high trust client relationships on purpose, then you're doing it by accident. You're doing it by winging it. And as long as you choose to wing it or sell by accident or build trust by accident, you cannot achieve the highest level of success. You must be able to build trust quickly, ethically, and on purpose. Trust is paramount when building a business relationship and creating loyal customers and raving fans. Making a connection and retaining customers in a way that is genuine is a powerful way to establish trust immediately. And it's critical to build trust early in the conversation as quickly as you can, because most people buy. In fact, I think everyone buys from people that they trust. So while trust means different things to different people, qualities like dependability, loyalty, honesty, full transparency are building blocks that encourage that sense of trust. And your reputation as a business owner or professional is on the line. So think of it this way. Rapport. Let's talk about rapport. There is a fine line, but a clear distinction between rapport and trust. But it's often missed in these kind of conversations. So understanding both will put you in a stronger position to increase the success of your conversations. So think of it this way. Rapport has three sections. There's compassion, there's connection, and there's credibility. Think of each of these as building blocks in the foundation of your business success. Rapport is a process that builds confidence and sets the tone of the relationship between you and your potential client. With a strong and solid foundation, you can build successful client relationships. So that was rapport. Now let's move to trust. Trust also has three sections, and they are competence, commitment, and consistency. Think of it this way. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation required. That means delivering on your words and actions and making sure that your body language matches the words that are coming out of your mouth. And every time you do, the foundation becomes deeper and more solid. And trust translates to having confidence in your ability to deliver on your promises. So old-fashioned, authentic approachability, a warm smile, and a general, genuine interest in the other person will always make you stand out from the competition. But building trust on purpose even deepens that. So knowing and understanding and possessing the traits that customers like and need are the best way to gain that trust and close that sale. So obviously, in addition to being honest, you need to be knowledgeable and punctual and solution-based and customer-focused, just to name a few. So it really encompasses all of that. But it's a way for you to relate to others that determines your level of trust. And there's a lot of people out there that aren't taking the time to actually develop that trust. So if you do and you do take that time, people are more open to listen to you and feel safer saying yes to you. So I just want to touch on ways that we talked about ways to build trust, but I need to talk about what happens when you destroy trust, because that can happen in an instant as well. So that is the people with the gift of gab, or the person who talks and talks and talks and talks their way through a sales conversation. They think that talking is the way to get someone to trust them. And I can't stress this enough. The way you build trust is not about you talking. It's about you listening. It can't be about you. It has to be about them. And if you're talking, you're not listening. And if you're oversharing, you can't ask questions. If you're rambling on about yourself, you can't create the space for trust to happen. The breakdown is incredible if you are doing this. And if you're going on and on and on about yourself instead of listening, you are crumbling that trust. So this is a much bigger conversation that can happen in your business. Your prospects will most likely decide, I said this earlier, within the first few minutes of talking to you, whether or not you're the kind of person they want to do business with. So think about and ask yourself, are you building trust on purpose, or are you doing it by accident and winging it? One more thing to think about. I want you to think about and ask yourself, are you spending far too much time and energy spinning your wheels, maybe going in the wrong direction and getting frustrated with the results, with your results that you're producing? If so, you have two options. You can absolutely keep doing what you're doing and keep getting the results that you're currently getting. At least you've got consistency there. If you choose to do that, at least you know it exactly what tomorrow will look like and the next day and the next decade. But if you're sick of those results and you want to shift something, you reach out, email me or call me, and let's have a discussion about learning from someone who can help you avoid those pitfalls and dead ends and keep you stuck in that business rut. Skip the trial and error, get over the revenue roller coaster, and learn an easier way to a profitable business. Making a change from where you are to where you want to be in your business requires that you take some action. So I'm reaching my hand through this podcast and just saying you are more than welcome to pick up the phone and call me or send me an email. And if I can't help you, if I'm not the right person for you or the person with an answer, I know someone who can. So reach out to me and let's continue the conversation. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time.